Hi, it's Bruce Rouse here interviewing Phil Clements, the Environment Manager for the Department of
Planning and Community Development.
Planning and Community Development in Melbourne. Phil, thank you very much for taking this call.
My pleasure.
And I just wanted to ask by how much you've reduced your energy use over the last few years.
Right. At DPCD, we've achieved on average a 5% reduction over the last 3 years in our energy consumption at One Spring Street.
Okay. So that's a 5% reduction overall?
Yes.
And what have you done to achieve those savings?
Well, first of all, we engaged a energy consultant who and undertook various measures at One Spring Street, and we looked at the recommendations from that consultant and implemented those recommendations where possible, such as de-lamping at One Spring Street, which has been very successful. Our IT have implemented power saving on all new computers. We initiated a staff awareness campaign to switch off computers and monitors, and that is still an ongoing campaign. We install light sensors in all offices, and we've reduced the number of printers per FTE from about four staff to one printer. That is now one printer to 15 staff. And we've upgraded the photocopiers to multifunctional devices, which are more efficient.
Very good. Have your staff numbers changed at all, Phil?
Staff numbers have almost doubled in the last 12 months.
Is that in Spring Street?
Overall, we were a department of around 650 staff in total.
Right.
We're now around 1,100, 1,200 staff in total.
Okay. So if I go back to Spring Street, I'm just trying to understand.
Yep.
It's come down by 5% in your Spring Street office, which is your main office.
That's correct.
And
which has probably 500 and... It did have 550 staff. We're over the 650 staff now.
Okay, so your staff numbers have increased.
Yep.
And your energy consumption's come down at the same time.
Yes, and that also, in the reason why the staff numbers increased was that we took occupancy of another floor.
Okay.
Half a floor at Spring Street. So not only did the area increase and staff numbers increased, but at the same time, due to the measures we've undertaken, the energy consumption has progressively been decreasing.
Yeah, I'm just doing some quick calculations, and per person, your energy use has actually come down 20%.
That could be right.
Over that period, yeah, which is pretty good, because you have done quite a lot. You outlined a whole range of things that you've done, so that's a good example. And what's the payback been, in terms of the financial payback?
Look, I'd rather answer that question by saying that the return on the investment has been due to the energy saving measures we've implemented, but the payback, while there's been financial benefit, obviously, the larger return has been based on the more environmental benefits, such as the reduction in CO2 emissions, and other actions that we propose to take, in the next 12 to 18 months. But it's more environmental benefits as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So your CO2 emissions per person in Spring Street have then come down by about 20%, which is pretty good, actually.
Yep.
And the investment, I guess what I'm trying to angle at is the investment hasn't been huge.
Well, in the last 12 months, I would say the investment in new technology would be around 40% of 40%, and using existing equipment or the existing lighting and so forth, and doing the delamping. So that's using the existing things that we have. That would probably take into account about 60% of the overall investment side of things.
Okay, so 40%'s come from new technology and 60%'s come from changing what you already
have. Yes, correct, yes.
Okay, or using it more efficiently. Yeah.
Correct, yep.
And you probably would have made some money from getting rid of all your multifunction devices or consolidating your printers and faxes and scanners back.
Well, we didn't get rid of the multifunctional devices are the new initiative, and that's the investment that we outlaid.
Yes.
That's why I say 40% in the last 12 months. But the savings would be, again, environmentally, the energy savings with all the printers that we've got rid of, using a huge amount of energy, and just being totally more efficient with, as I say, that ratio. It was one printer to every four, and it's now, per MFD, is roughly 1 to 15 or 16 staff. So there's more benefits in that too.
Yeah. That's great. So, what do you think is the key reason for you being successful in reducing your carbon footprint?
In my opinion, it's staff awareness campaigns, and probably more importantly, changing the way people think about the environmental issues, especially over the last 18 months, 2 years. And people, again, through these staff awareness campaigns and the use of floor champions and that we've got on every floor, not just at One Spring Street, but our other sites, the people now, they can, they think about how they can improve the department's environmental performance through the various initiatives that we've undertaken, and also reporting back, say, every 6 months on how we're tracking and our progress and what we are saving. But I can't help emphasising enough the main issue has probably been staff awareness and get people to do the right thing.
And you've done that through the floor champions. That's someone on each floor that you've appointed, is it?
That's right. Yeah. Too. Yeah. We've got an awareness committee, and obviously, as the name says, they generate ideas and initiatives that we then flow through to get the floor champions to assist in those particular initiatives, and also I try to encourage people to think of their own things that they can do on a floor-by-floor basis, and it has been proving successful with those people taking an ongoing role.
Oh, fantastic. And in terms of the commitment of senior management to the program, what's that been like?
Well, let me say that in the probably 4 years ago, the commitment was lacking. Sorry, the commitment was lacking.
Okay.
In the last 18 months, I've managed to form an environmental steering committee, which is made up of exec directors, and that has been a major initiative, which has provided more senior management support. And again, as the environmental climate change issues have been raised from the media and so forth, and just from day-to-day activity, that people, the senior management, are now providing far more support than they ever did.
That's really, really good. And you recently occupied some offices in Collins Street, I understand. And things have happened pretty quickly, I think, there in terms of getting the energy consumption down in those new offices. That's a good outcome. Yeah, I've actually been really impressed with the speed in which things have happened out at Collins Street from what you've told me, Phil. Can you sort of perhaps give the reasons why that's happened?
Put it down to past experience, what I've been required to do at One Spring Street, has flowed through to 55 Collins Street, where we now occupy three floors, and probably more importantly that we came on board with the Melbourne City Council City Switch program, through which Carbonetics, as you well know, have been a major player there, to provide this 12-week or thereabouts program to reduce energy where possible. Now, while we've come on board with those programs and so forth, as I say, from my past experience, what we've done at 1 Spring Street, I'm just flowing that on to 55 Collins Street, which also fits well with the City Switch program.
That's good. And you've got a carbon reduction target, do you feel?
We've, again, that's been one of our new initiatives. That target is, it has been calculated at 2,630 tonnes of CO2. And that also has been measured or calculated on our vehicle fleet, our air flights. For the first time, air flights have been included in our reporting. Water usage across all sites, paper usage across all sites, and energy usage across all sites.
Wow. And how are you going towards that target?
What we're planning to do is to offset those emissions through a reputable company, such as Green Fleet, companies like that, and obviously that comes at a cost. We're in the process of just going through that whole procedure as to, you know, what the costs are going to be, and to offset that 2,600 odd tonnes, we are then in early 09 financial year, going to calculate the footprint again, and then have them offset for the 08-09. I should have said that 2,632 tonnes was for the 07-08 financial year.
Right, right.
So we've been advised that probably best to, in the month of July, when I have all the data, to recalculate the offsets, and basically have that covering us for the last 12 months, which is always calculating these things are retrospective, and that's about it.
Yeah. So, did you set a target? When you first started on this, did you have a certain percentage you wanted to reduce your emissions by?
The answer is yes. Always set a target, and we normally aim for around the 5%. If we achieve more, fantastic. But from past experience, I'm finding that the 5% target is realistic and achievable.
Yeah. Would you have achieved any savings if you didn't have a target?
I don't believe so. This whole exercise is setting objectives and targets. It gives you something to aim for. It gives you a measure. Whereas if you can't measure it, well, you can't calculate it, or vice versa, whatever that saying is. So, targets are a necessary part of the whole process.
How have you measured your carbon emissions? And you've talked about
I was talking about before, that we measured the vehicle fleet, tons of CO2 from the fleet, the air flights, water, paper, and energy usage, and to calculate that particular target.
Right. Do you have an EMS, an environmental management system, or something in place with a framework for all your calculations?
Well, we've got an environment management system.
Yeah.
But to calculate our footprint was I engaged an external company to make sure that it was all correct.
Yeah.
Rather than me just saying, you know, to the senior management, well, I think it's such and such. This is an accurate calculation, and that's been measured by an external contractor.
And in what ways has the focus on reducing your carbon emissions been of benefit to DPCD?
Well, I wouldn't. At this stage, it's in the early stages. I wouldn't say it's been a calculating our footprint, if I've understood the question correctly, is a new initiative. We're aiming to become carbon neutral for the 08-09 financial year. Maybe the benefit is that the, you know, because climate change is a major issue, I see this as leading by example for other government departments to either come on board if they're not doing so, and taking on that sort of challenge to become carbon neutral, although that might not be the right terminology in this day and age. But I think it's, you know, leading by example and trying to do the right thing.
Have you seen any sort of benefits in terms of staff morale or staff satisfaction with the workplace, and knowing that they've got they're working in a place which is, you know, focusing on reducing its carbon footprint?
I would say there's at least 75%, could be higher, but just from observation, 75% of people are aware of what we're doing and what the benefits in the short and longer term are. And probably going back to one of the previous questions, as far as staff getting involved, and because of these campaigns we've had and the achievements we've had also in reducing energy and so forth, that staff realise that their particular individual actions are helping to achieve the department's overall performance.
What's your advice, Phil, to other departments trying to reduce their carbon emissions?
Well, take it on board. Number one, establish your benchmarks for to be able to measure things, the emissions and so forth. Set objectives and targets. Very importantly, get senior management support, get them on board, take the appropriate actions from, if you engage a consultant to an energy consultant, to come up with various recommendations if you can't think of them yourselves, and take those actions on board. And also, again, I believe it's up to each individual to do their bit, so develop a staff awareness program that engages the staff in the whole process.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Phil. It's been very good talking to you.
And, that's all right, Bruce.
And learning about what you've done, and best of luck with continuing to cut your emissions.
Thank you, Bruce.
Of course, it's a challenge when your staff numbers have doubled. almost doubled.
That's right.
Are you one of the first departments to be fully offsetting all your emissions?
As far as I know, the EPA Authority and Sustainability Victoria are the only two.
Yeah.
So yes, I believe we're one of the first government departments to be doing this.
What are you doing with your fleet?
Well, we've developed what they call a vehicle reprofiling strategy, and in simple terms, that means that over the next 2 to 3 years, we will be had a program in place through advising our fleet manager of this strategy that's been signed off by senior management, to reduce the six-cylinder high-emission vehicles down to a pool of vehicles that are producing less CO2 emissions, such as the Prius electric car, four cylinders on LPG, that sort of thing. So I would expect to see within 2 to 3 years that we don't have any six-cylinder vehicles in the fleet.
Right. Go on.
Can I just add to that that the department's also, we promote the carpooling if we have a reasonable number of regional sites, and if anyone from head office or in the CBD are going out to those regional sites, that rather than three or four people go in separate cars, that they carpool. We also have a, we're part of the Travel Smart program that, and bicycle user group that we have met cards here that staff can use for CBD travel rather than booking a car out again. That all leads to reducing your emissions.
Really, really good. One of the themes that sometimes comes across in the media, Phil, and I guess part of the motivation for these interviews, is that it's portrayed as if acting to reduce your carbon emissions is really being stupid economically, and it's a lose-lose. If you act to reduce your carbon emissions, it's terrible for the economy, and you can't win, because if you don't act, well then you look at some of the likely consequences of dangerous climate change, which will happen if we don't abate our emissions. But looking at your case, would you say that it's been it hasn't been a lose-lose scenario, that it's been good for DPCD and as well as good for the environment, and economic terms as well as in other terms?
Well, it's certainly been good for our department to be showing progressively that we're improving in all those environmental areas. There's certainly some areas that there's a lot of room for improvement. But in my opinion, it's you just got to keep chipping away and putting the right measures in place measures in place to be able to track your performance. And at the end of the day, more positive signs are being shown. What was the second part of your question again? Sorry.
It's about showing that it's actually beneficial to your organisation, not only in terms of environmental terms, but in economic and
I can think of
reducing the number of printers has probably saved you a lot of money on leasing the printers and stuff like that.
I think in the longer term, again with the promotion of the staff awareness campaigns and so forth, and people more and more are becoming aware of the reality of climate change and what it may or may not do for the individual as well as the organisation. Well, from an organisation point of view, what we've done is focused on, and I stress on, office-based activities. So from from an external perspective of the climate, it may not have been any significant impact from that side of things, but from an office perspective and how the building operates, the lighting efficiencies, the energy savings from the printer reduction and staff efficiencies and all that sort of stuff, it's got to be a bonus or a significant improvement from your office perspective.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Phil.
That's all right. Thank you.
Pleasure. And all the best with your future efforts.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
I'll hear from you soon.
Okay. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.